The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show. Over the past two decades, we have had the opportunity to serve and help so many listeners. We do that by bringing on respected educators in all fields of health and wellness. We pride ourselves on keeping consumers in the know about our ever-changing healthcare system and ways to support the body. Each week, with the help of our special guests and experts, we have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. If it's the first time you've caught our show, whether it be on Sirius XM, our traditional radio dial, or any of our podcast platforms, welcome to the program. We've been here for well over two decades, and we show up each and every week as our main mission is always to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information. If you'd like to learn more about the show, it's super easy. You could visit our website at foreveryoungradio.com. That is foreveryoungradio.com. There you can listen to past shows. I think we have over 385 podcasts you can tune into and read fantastic articles that you could read from great guests of the shows, friends of the shows, including America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stengler. Now, today we have a very great return guest. This guy's been coming on here 15 years or more. We get a lot of information from him. In addition, when you check out those podcasts, you'll see a lot that feature this special guest, and that is Dr. Ross Pelton. He's a microbiome scientist and the scientific director for Essential Formulas, which specializes in premium probiotic products. And Ross is also a pharmacist, clinical nutritionist, health educator, and the author of 12 books. And in October 1999, Ross was named one of the top 50 most influential pharmacists in America by American Druggist Magazine for his work in natural medicine. Ross is also known as this, my favorite part about him, the natural pharmacist. He does have a personal website, which you can go and learn a little bit more, because I'm sure the bio I just gave him did not give him justice, but you can learn more at naturalpharmacist.net. Again, that is naturalpharmacist.net. Dr. Pelton joins us today to discuss the unique world of multitasking supplements. Dr. Pelton, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. It's always wonderful when we get these special treats to be able to talk to you today. So again, appreciate you carving out the time.
Well, Kelly, it's nice to be with you on your Forever Young program, and I'm just very impressed that you've been doing your program for 25 years. You're a health warrior out there really helping to make a difference. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we try on this show, and again, it's all about consumer education. Thank you so much for the compliment and all of the years you've put in helping to educate people. And I think through the last couple of years, we've heard a lot about multitasking, right? People are spinning many different plates in life. But one of the things that they don't really look at is why it is important to look for supplements that multitask. What does that really mean, Dr. Pelton? Tell our listeners a little bit more.
You bet, Kelly. Well, the power of multitasking supplements is that they're formulated with synergistic combinations or blends of nutrients that work together to promote increased or unique health benefits. So you're really getting more bang for your buck with multitasking supplements.
Right. And I think people are looking for more bang for their buck in today's world, but they're also looking for ways to potentially take less supplements. We all know there's a place, but people can get pill fatigue. So when we find these things that you can multitask and have so many additional benefits, I think that's kind of what people are looking for, right, Dr. Pelton?
You bet. You're consolidating things. You can get more benefit from taking fewer supplements, and yet you're not only benefiting your health, you're benefiting your pocketbook, because you get the best financial value as well as the best nutritional value.
Yeah, and I think it's very interesting. I think when people are trying to choose a supplement for themselves or even a probiotic, maybe they'll look at pricing, and quality matters when it comes to everything in this world. If I were to see a fish oil and that fish oil was $4, that is not quality. You cannot get a quality fish oil for $4. So when we're looking at things and picking a supplement, we really want to make sure that we're picking one that has a little bit of gumption behind it, that they're doing everything right, that they've been around a long time. Is that some of the things you recommend when you're counseling or telling people what road to go down when picking proper supplementation?
Absolutely. You really hit the nail on the head. And so That's exactly the way things need to be looked at in order to get the best value.
Absolutely. And again, on this show, we're science-based. We like to talk a lot about additional education and help you kind of go down the path of what should you be looking for as a consumer and whatnot. Now, there is a website. There's two I'm actually going to refer you to that you can kind of go check out over the break. This is our shorter segment. When we come back, we're going to really dig in with some additional questions here for Dr. Pelton. But you can go to a website called essentialformulas.com. There's tons of articles. There's tons of papers. Again, written by yours truly, Dr. Ross Pelton, the microbiome scientist that we're so lovingly excited to have on the show today, in addition to the other great things that he's accomplished. So much education, so much condensed information that Dr. Pelton does. He goes, he's the research hound, he finds all this stuff and shares it with you. Please share it with your friends and family. Naturalpharmacist.net, that is Dr. Pelton's website, and that is just full with a ton of information, in addition to papers, you know, in The Lancet that Dr. Pelton has put out, and many other things. Now, I know when we're driving around town, if you're listening on the traditional radio dial, it's hard to write all this stuff down, so you can also go to our hub, which is foreveryoungradio.com, hit the weekly highlight page, you can learn more about Dr. Ross Pelton, and more about our conversation today. Stick with us, we'll be right back after the break.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Wonderful conversation with great friend of the show, Dr. Ross Pelton. He is here today. We're talking about the benefit of multitasking supplements and ways that we can maybe incorporate these into our day-to-day for our family, our friends, and loved ones. Now, Dr. Pelton, you refer to Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a multitasking probiotic supplement. Can you explain a little bit more when it comes to that?
Sure, Kelly. Yeah. In order to maintain a healthy microbiome and maximize your overall health, your probiotic bacteria need to be performing some very important and different regulatory tasks at the same time. So examples of these tasks include regulating your digestion, regulating the immune system, reducing inflammation, improving the production of energy, and enhancing the gut-brain communication, suppressing the growth of bad bacteria, and regulating detoxification of toxins in the GI tract. So we're all familiar with the great digestive health benefits of probiotics, but a good probiotic does so much more because it's doing this multitasking where it's managing all of these functions at the same time.
Yeah, that is a lot of tasks. That's a busy worker. Like when you're talking multitasking, that is going overtime. So I'll tell you what we've learned so much about the microbiome in the last couple of years. And even beyond that, I remember Dr. Pelton, and this is just why I get so excited when you come on the show. You really were on the forefront of really helping us understand the importance of the microbiome for all of these things we're talking about. Now, when we're talking about this particular thing, how do probiotic bacteria actually accomplish all these many tasks that you rattled off?
Well, the probiotic bacteria accomplish these tasks by producing a wide range of compounds that we refer to as postbiotic metabolites. So I'm not just on the cutting edge of the microbiome, but I'm on the cutting edge of educating people about the importance of these postbiotic metabolites. These are the metabolites that regulate many aspects of your health. It's not the probiotic bacteria themselves. The primary job of your probiotic bacteria is to digest food components and produce these postbiotic metabolites that regulate your health. And the bacteria in most people are not able to adequately produce appropriate amounts of these postbiotic metabolites due to a poor diet and other lifestyle factors. But each dose of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers directly over 500 of these postbiotic metabolites, which immediately begin to produce anti-inflammatory effects and kill bad bacteria and rebalance the whole microbiome ecosystem.
Wow, that's pretty big there, Dr. Pelton. And I'll tell you, if you're getting a run-of-the-mill type of powder probiotic out there, I can't imagine that it could actually live in that type of environment. What are you seeing with that, Dr. Pelton?
Well, you bring up a good point there, Kelly. Commercial probiotics that just have powdered bacteria in a capsule, I call those a starter culture. Those bacteria have not done any work yet. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are produced in a multi-year fermentation process where the bacteria are working for several years to break down the food components in these big fermentation vats and produce these postbiotic metabolites. And the big thing here is that there's two types of foods that probiotic bacteria require in order to be effective and produce these postbiotic metabolites. They're dietary fibers and a group of compounds called polyphenols. And what I've discovered, there's a number of studies that have been published that document that most American children and adults are not consuming adequate amounts of polyphenols and dietary fibers. The statistics are staggering. From 90 to 95% of American children and adults do not consume adequate amounts of fruits and vegetables, which are the primary sources of these dietary fibers and polyphenols. So nobody's making, or very few people are making adequate amounts of these postbiotic metabolites, and that leads to dysbiosis, which is microbial imbalance, and then you have inflammation and leaky gut and all sorts of health problems. So the microbiome is really the center of where all these problems originate if people don't have a healthy diet.
Wow. And we know people aren't eating like they should be. I mean, we've been encouraging them for years. That's why we do these shows. That's why we educate. But that's what I like about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, because it being a live, living paste, you know, that's that three-year fermentation. I feel like people are now starting to get things that have been fermented, mushrooms, fruits, veggies. When you talked about delivers over 500 postbiotic metabolites, that's major. So that microbiome, I would say, is the master computer of our entire body, and people just aren't treating it good enough. What do you say?
That's absolutely right. That's a great way to characterize this, that the microbiome is a master computer for your whole body, and people just are not consuming the right types of foods that will adequately support a healthy microbiome. And so we find out that most of these gut problems are related to a deficiency in the production of postbiotic metabolites. But Dr. O'Hara's is directly delivering over 500 of these postbiotic metabolites, so you immediately start to elicit beneficial improvements in the gut microbiome.
Yeah, and that's great, Dr. Pelton, because I think we've seen an uptick in digestive issues, especially during the last couple of years of the pandemic. People, you know, are more sedentary. They were door dashing a lot more, drinking more alcohol. I like that you brought up leaky gut. That's something that people are dealing with. I think, Dr. Pelton, over the years, you've taught me if you don't have good digestive health, you can't have good overall health. So I think that when people are looking at something like a yogurt, say that's their form of saying, I'm going to get a probiotic in, they need to understand it's not coming with these postbiotic metabolites. Is that correct?
That's exactly right, Kelly. Those commercial probiotics, yogurt or just regular products that contain bacteria, when people take those, most people are not getting much benefit from them because they're not consuming the dietary components, the dietary fibers and polyphenols that the bacteria have to have in order to produce these postbiotic metabolites. So a lot of people get minimal or no benefit from taking probiotics because of the poor diets that they're on. And for 99.9% of human evolution, the mankind pretty much existed on a plant-based diet. And now that's totally changed as we rely on processed foods and fast foods, and it's really taking a toll on the health of mankind. We've got an epidemic of epidemics now, and one of the main things that's going on are gut problems due to poor diet and a malfunctioning of the microbiome.
Right on, Dr. Pelton, right on. And I love that you talk about the polyphenols. I mean, we're reading so much about that in the research out there, all the great benefits of incorporating that for antioxidant values, inflammatory response, different things that people are really looking to balance out there. Now, Dr. Pelton, what really happens when the bacteria in a person's intestinal tract are not able to do these multitasking functions that we're talking about?
Well, when that happens, Kelly, you've got a situation where the whole microbiome ecosystem changes. When the bacteria can't produce adequate amounts of the postbiotic metabolites, the acid-base balance gets upset. And that allows pathological bacteria to start to proliferate. And then you have an imbalance between the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. That's called dysbiosis. And then that increases gut inflammation, which increases intestinal permeability and leaky gut. And you've just got a whole range of additional body-wide health problems that start to develop when you have intestinal permeability. So the gut is the real linchpin that has to be controlled in order to have a healthy aging process. And as I mentioned when we were coming on the show, I'm now writing an article that's going to be published in a medical journal titled The Microbiome Theory of Aging. And it ties all of this together with the bad bacteria, with poor diets and increased gut inflammation, which leads to leaky gut. It's all due to a dysregulated microbiome.
Wow, that's big. And again, even some of the great information they can find at naturalpharmacist.net, or there's another wonderful article that you could read at essentialformulas.com called The Malnourished Microbiome. We actually have a podcast episode that's labeled that, that we did with Dr. Ross Pelton. So please make sure you go back and you listen to a group of all these shows. We talked to wonderful people in the 20 plus years of doing the show. We have come a long way talking about digestion and digestive health. I think back in the day, we'd talk about things like, what about candida? And now look at what has been poured out when people aren't taking care of their microbiome. We have leaky gut. We have IBS. We have a host of Crohn's, new diseases that are being picked up in medical and mainstream, which I'm happy about that these discussions are being talked about with general practitioners. What would you say, Dr. Pelton?
I think it's important that we get more airtime and more attention to these issues. And one thing I want to really emphasize here, Kelly, I've got a free offer for all of your listeners. If people go to naturalpharmacist.net/O'Hira book, and that's O'Hira book, they can get a free copy of the book that I wrote on Dr. O'Hira's probiotics and postbiotic metabolites. So that's a free offer for your listeners today.
That is so nice. Thank you so much, Dr. Pelton. So again, naturalpharmacist.net, you can go and do that. And we're going to go ahead and put a link under the weekly highlight. When we come back after the break, I'm going to continue on with this discussion with Dr. Pelton and ask him, are there symptoms why people take probiotics? Are they some of them of what he mentioned earlier? So stick with us. We'll pick up on that. In the meantime, learn more at naturalpharmacist.net.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hira's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hira's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at emeraldlabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company. That's emeraldlabs.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you for joining us each and every week right here on Forever Young. If you get lost along the way, remember, go to our hub. That is foreveryoungradio.com. Again, foreveryoungradio.com. You can learn more about the show, listen to podcast episodes, or learn more about our great friends that we're highlighting today. That is Dr. Ross Pelton and our good friends at Essential Formulas, the makers of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Now, Dr. Pelton, you've been doing this a long time, and you've made it your mission to really become that of an expert when we're talking about the microbiome. Before we went to the break, we were talking about some reasons or some symptoms why people take probiotics. Would you mind just expanding on that in case somebody's catching us halfway through on the radio dial?
Sure. Well, the primary symptoms that people experience when they have a dysregulated microbiome are things like gas and bloating and diarrhea or constipation, inflammation and gut pain. So these are all symptoms that are related to a deficiency in these postbiotic metabolites. And that's why we emphasize the importance of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love an analogy that you've kind of put out there, talking about it, your microbiome almost being like an orchestra.
Yeah, you bet. I think this is a good analogy because you imagine in an orchestra, you've got 100 musicians who play a wide range of different instruments to make beautiful music. But without their instruments, the musicians cannot make music. And so in my analogy, the probiotic bacteria are the musicians in the orchestra, and the dietary components like the fibers and the polyphenols are the instruments the bacteria need to produce the postbiotic metabolites. So using my analogy, we can say that the postbiotic metabolites are the music of the microbiome.
I love that. That's great. And again, coming in, and you have these great postbiotic metabolites, you have a great fermentation system, a stable product that does not need refrigeration. I think that when you have a probiotic that you need to refrigerate, I mean, how can you take it traveling? How can you go places? The number one thing I pack when I go anywhere and always have it with me is Dr. O'Hara's probiotics because it's so stable. What leads to that stability? Would that be the 3-year fermentation process where it's coming with its own food supply?
The there's a couple things that are related to the stability of Dr. Heer's probiotics. Number one, the fermentation process takes place in a natural temperature environment. And so the bacteria learn to thrive and survive at natural temperatures. Secondly, there's a patented capsule design that the bacteria or the final product is encapsulated in. And this capsule stays hard in the harsh acid environment in the stomach, but it then becomes porous and dissolves and releases the contents in the small intestine. A lot of commercial probiotics get killed when they get exposed to the high acid content in the stomach, but that does not happen with Dr. Heer probiotics.
Talking about stomach acid, I think over the years I've really learned, not only from you, but some other educators that come from Essential Formulas, is the place for PPIs and proton pump inhibitors. I think a lot of people can be dealing with things like GERD, acid reflux, different things like that, and perhaps they've been put on one of those, but they don't know you shouldn't stay on it long term. What do you say about stomach acid and the use of PPIs for long-term use versus just getting your microbiome under control and taking a quality probiotic?
Well, that's another great whole topic to get into, Kelly. I'm the author of the book titled The Drug-Induced Nutrient Depletion Handbook. And so I teach physicians and pharmacists and other healthcare professionals and the general public what nutrients are being depleted by the drugs people take. And one of the big things is the PPIs and other acid-suppressing drugs, both prescription drugs and over-the-counter drugs, will actually deplete a lot of nutrients because stomach acid is required for a lot of our nutrients, but it also upsets your microbiome because by changing the acid-base balance, it shifts things in the direction of being favorable for pathological bacteria and suppresses the growth of your good probiotics. And so these acid-suppressing drugs like proton pump inhibitors and acid blockers and things like Tums and so forth, they are actually working to harm your microbiome and decrease the ability of your body to absorb a lot of your key essential nutrients. So that's the word on those types of drugs. And here's another free offer for your listening audience today. I created a quick reference guide to drug-induced nutrient depletions. And your listeners can go to naturalpharmacist.net/DIND, which is drug-induced nutrient depletions, and they can get a free copy of my quick reference guide for drug-induced nutrient depletions.
Thank you so much for always doing that for our listeners and all the years you come on here, and make sure that people have the information to be able to decipher how they can make changes within their own life. And we'll go ahead and place all these links for our listeners at foreveryoungradio.com under the weekly highlight page. So you can just click over, learn more about Dr. Pelton, and get some of this content, this educational content for you at no additional charge. And again, Dr. Pelton, you have taken so much time doing research, so much time putting this together, that I'm again just so grateful for this opportunity. Another year of a hectic flu, cold, people getting ready to wonder what's going to go with viral loads and things like that. But what about when people do get put on an antibiotic? I think that's another misconception. They think, okay, I'm on an antibiotic. Should I just not take a probiotic at all? Should I just wait till after? What would you recommend? And really, what do antibiotics do to the microbiome over time, say if somebody was on it once or twice a year?
Well, first of all, antibiotics don't just kill bad bacteria, they kill your good bacteria. So they're the fastest way to disrupt your microbiome and kill off your good probiotic bacteria. If people are prescribed an antibiotic, and of course they're oftentimes necessary, it's important to put attention to the process of rebuilding your microbiome. So my baseline recommendation for people, you can take probiotics concurrently with your dose of antibiotics, just do not have them in the stomach at the same time. So I always recommend that people take Dr. Heer's probiotics when they're on antibiotics, but again, wait 2 or 3 hours after the dose of antibiotic, and then take your dose of probiotic. And the most important thing is that after finishing your course of antibiotics, take probiotics at a higher dose for several weeks in order to accelerate the rebuilding of your gut microbiome. So Dr. Rahir's recommended dose is 2 capsules daily. Following a course of antibiotics, I recommend doubling the dose and take 2 capsules twice a day for about 2 weeks to ensure that you're rebuilding that microbiome. But also, you have to really understand the importance of consuming a plant-based diet so that you get those dietary fibers and polyphenols that will allow your innate bacteria to flourish and begin producing these postbiotic metabolites.
And I will tell you, I have used Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for goodness, 15 years or more. My whole family use it. It's the only thing that I can get them to stay compliant and continue to take.
Yeah.
The pill is so small. So people who have trouble swallowing pills, they will stick with it. It's, again, small in nature. But I've had family members when they're having some type of an event, whether it be like a really bad case of heartburn or a really bad case of acid reflux, chew up a capsule of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and get relief pretty quickly.
Exactly. We have a lot of anecdotal reports where people have serious acid reflux, or if they eat some bad food or drink some bad water and get food poisoning, people will chew 8 to 10 capsules of Dr. O'Hara's. You bite them, you squeeze the contents out of the capsule so that those contents get directly into the stomach. Because when you swallow the capsules whole, they go through the stomach unharmed and release the contents in the small intestine. But if you've got severe acid reflux or if you have food poisoning, that's when a lot of people report getting benefits by biting and chewing the capsule, squeezing the contents out so that it gets directly into the stomach for fast action.
Yeah, and that's when you're suffering with traveler's tummy or something like that, or even with what we're approaching. These holiday seasons, when they come up, neighbors are bringing you different plates. You're going to more potlucks. You're having different time where you're sharing food and doing different things. That's what the holidays are. But if your stomach isn't used to having some of those foods, and maybe you're overindulging, especially in the amount of sugar, I feel like once Halloween hits, it goes all the way to Valentine's Day. People are just hammering sugar.
Sugar is poison. And in small amounts, in natural fruits and vegetables, it's fine. But most foods have added sugar and concentrated sugar, and it really upsets the microbiome. It promotes the overgrowth of candida and yeast problems in the gut. So it's bad in many, many respects. It also is the thing that accelerates what's called cross-linking and in the proteins in your body, and that accelerates problems with the whole cardiovascular system. So there are many, many problems associated with sugar.
We got to run out to a break. For those of you listening on the traditional radio dial or Sirius XM, for those on the podcast, hang with us. We'll get through that pretty quickly. And I want to come back and really talk about what distinguishes Dr. O'Hara's probiotics from other commercial probiotic products. And why, when you're picking a probiotic for you and your family, why you might want to avoid certain ones and why you want to support certain ones that are doing everything right, including Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. So again, you can learn more at naturalpharmacist.net about any of the great stuff that Dr. Pelton has to offer, or read some fantastic formulas at essentialformulas.com. We'll be right back after the break.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
We all strive to do our best with the foods we put into our bodies, but let's be honest, some days we fall short. It could be a vacation, a celebration, or just limited time throughout the day to focus on food and proper nutrition. C-Veg is an excellent way to ensure that I'm getting the daily nutrition I need, no matter what comes up into my day-to-day. C-Veg is the daily multi-superfood supplement with over 92 nutrients derived from sea plants in addition to essential fatty acids omega-3 and 6 needed for many functions in the body. SeaVeg is the leader in harvesting sea plants, offering an easy way for adults, children, and even pets to get these nutrients in natural, organic, vegan, and gluten-free formulas. Check their website out. That is superfoodofthesea.com. That's superfoodofthesea.com. And for a limited time, for your first order, you can get 3 bottles of the 90-count original Sea Veg for $60. Just use the code FY3460. That's FY3460 at superfoodofthesea.com.
We all know using quality supplements is key to providing the body with the proper nutrients it needs, but taking a handful of pills each day can be challenging and expensive. Hommune Health is proud to introduce Commune, the next level in immune support. Commune is a breakthrough 5-in-1 formula containing quercetin phytosome, clinically proven to have up to 20 times more absorption than regular unformulated quercetin, plus chelated zinc from Albion, vitamin D3, vitamin C as Pureway C, and vitamin K2. The 5 best researched ingredients for immune support in one convenient and comprehensive formula. Commune is gluten-free, vegetarian, and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee.
To learn more about Commune, visit BetterImmuneSupport.com. That's BetterImmuneSupport.com. You can get 25% off your first order using the code FOREVER25. That's forever, the number 2, the number 5, at BetterImmuneSupport.com.
Forever Young is brought to you in part by Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, what a treat today being joined by Dr. Ross Pelton. I mean, we go to him when we have any questions about the microbiome. He is a wealth of knowledge on all areas of health, including digestion and different things of what we might want to avoid and what we might want to incorporate when we're talking about the overall health of our body. Now, Dr. Pelton, before we went to the break, we were really talking about what distinguishes a good quality probiotic, what people would want to look for versus just buying maybe a commercial probiotic that they see online, that they can't really read much about it. Let's talk a little bit more about the delivery system when we're talking about a good multitasking probiotic like Dr. O'Hara's.
Well, the main thing, Kelly, here is postbiotic metabolites, and there are very few commercial probiotics that are delivering postbiotic metabolites, although more and more companies are trying to add one or two postbiotic metabolites in just so they can get that term on their label. But there's no product in the world that comes close to delivering postbiotic metabolites the way Dr. O'Hara's does. It's the number one product in the world for directly delivering postbiotic metabolites, over 500 postbiotic metabolites in every single dose. So when most people shop for probiotics, they're just looking for bacteria in a capsule, and they look at dosage. There's a term called CFU, which stands for colony-forming units, and it's basically just the number of live bacteria per dose. And Americans always, or at least frequently, think more is better. So there's this kind of competition where people say, well, mine's got 30 billion, or mine's got 50 billion, or mine's right. got 100 billion. What people don't realize, Kelly, is that one of the most important things for a healthy microbiome is diversity, balance and diversity. And when people take high doses of one or just several strains of probiotic bacteria, they're working against balance and diversity. So high-dose probiotics is not the best way to try to solve gut microbiome problems. It's better to get small amounts of a lot of different strains of bacteria, and you also have to understand the importance of consuming small amounts of a lot of different types of plant-based foods, so you get different types of fibers, different types of polyphenols, so you can promote the growth of a diverse microbiome so that they can produce this wide range of postbiotic metabolites. That's the whole goal, diversity and balance. So high-dose probiotics is really not doing the job that people think they are.
That's a great point, Dr. Pelton. Again, quality over quantity. The magic is in the postbiotic metabolites. And I think that's why a lot of consumers will maybe try just a regular run-of-the-mill probiotic. They may still feel a little bit bloated, not really have any sense of feeling better. And that's why you need to go and realize you need to change your probiotic. I think that would be a good recommendation, because all of this research is based on getting in the body the proper things to be able to have it incorporate and work directly, right? That's the benefit of multitasking. So, boy, that was a wonderful explanation, Dr. Pelton, on really how people can work that in. Because recently I was at the store, my health food store, I was buying a few different things, and it's even neat to see that they're now putting different forms of probiotics and things like that into skincare and body care. And I know that's one of the things that Dr. O'Hara's and Essential Formulas also offer, products that are good for your skin. So when you're using these things simultaneously, I would think you're giving the body everything it could potentially need to get through these tough times that we all go through on a daily basis.
That's absolutely right. You need to support your microbiome in your entire body. And so Dr. O'Hara does have a skincare line with soaps and lotions that are very well formulated that contain some of the Dr. O'Hara's extract. So it's not really the probiotic bacteria that's helping in the skincare products. It's these postbiotic metabolites that help to regulate the pH and the acid-base balance on your skin to promote a healthy skin microbiome.
That's so awesome. I love that, because we see people often who have digestive issues, or maybe they have something going on. It could then potentially lead to unwanted skin affliction. You have psoriasis, eczema, flaking of the skin, you know, rosacea. These are things that are coming out, rashes. And again, if that's kind of something, remember, the body's like a screen door. If you have a lot of yeast built up, if you have a lot of issues happening within the body, it is not rare for it to come out on the skin. I'm sure you've seen that a number of times, Dr. Pelton.
That's absolutely correct, Kelly. Your skin is just kind of a mirror of your internal life. So if you've got skin problems, you've got some internal problems, and the gut microbiome is one of the things that's probably out of balance. So I've got a little time left. I want to mention one other thing. We just had a very important human clinical trial with Dr. O'Hara's probiotics published this year in healthy individuals taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for 12 weeks. These healthy individuals all recorded reduced levels of anxiety and fatigue. So it's actually an anti-fatigue study in healthy individuals. So you can imagine that people that are unhealthy, they would get more outcome and greater benefits in the reduction of fatigue. So that's a really important new human clinical trial in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. And one other trial I want to mention that's absolutely fascinating that was done with Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, called a forced swimming test to exhaustion with mice. They put the mice in a swimming tank and they're forced to swim until exhaustion. The mice are treated humanely. They're not allowed to drown. So we got mice that are divided into two groups. And after a period of time, the mice taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, after 4 weeks, the mice taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics swim 2 times longer than the control mice that were not getting Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. So Dr. O'Hara facilitates the uptake of nutrients so you get more energy and more endurance. And this is really important, because who doesn't want more energy, right? And this is really an important thing to think about.
Yeah, I think people do whatever they can to get more energy, you know, and not do things that disrupt it. If you're getting more energy from driving to the coffee shop and getting sugary-laden coffee to kind of for the second time in a day to get you through, we got to take a look at that. Like Dr. Pelton has shared with us, clean up your diet a little bit. Make sure you're getting in these polyphenols through fruits, veggies, and fiber. And also, a great complimentary friend is Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. And people can find these products at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural retailers across the U.S. They're also available online. You can go to essentialformulas.com so you can find a retailer near you. What is something you'd really like to leave with our listening audience today, as we've talked about the benefits of multitasking probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's?
I'd like people to realize that Dr. O'Hara's is really the finest probiotic in the world for improving gut health. And then I also want to re-emphasize how important it is to consume a plant-based diet so that people get a diverse range of foods containing dietary fibers and polyphenols, which will support your microbiome so that they can naturally produce these postbiotic metabolites. So there's two pieces to the puzzle: probiotic bacteria and the dietary components, fibers and polyphenols. And that will help to create and maintain a healthy microbiome, and that is critical for long-term health and what I call healthy longevity.
Thank you so much for sharing some of the free opportunities of education that people can pick up at naturalpharmacist.net. Again, naturalpharmacist.net. Put in your email. These things will be sent to you, I'm assuming, Dr. Pelton?
Yeah, I'll send you an email following our program here with the link so you can post them in the show notes.
I love that. Okay, that makes it so much easier for the listeners to go and find that. And again, share this with your friends and family. There is such value in taking a quality probiotic. That is why we've spoken about Dr. O'Hara's on this show, and they've been our exclusive probiotic that we have offered to our listeners. Again, 3-year fermentation on the consumer line, 5-year fermentation on the doctor line, right, Dr. Pelton? That's pretty big.
That's
can
right.
consumers take that one?
5 years. Yep.
Wow. All right, so if somebody's in a little bit of trouble, maybe they've been taking a lot of antibiotics throughout the year, I would almost start in that place for 500 postbiotic metabolites. But again, you can learn more about all this at our hub, which is foreveryoungradio.com. Click on the weekly highlight page. Like Dr. Pelton said, we'll make sure you have all the links you need to get where you need to be. Dr. Pelton, always a pleasure. Thank you again for joining me on the show today. I look forward to talking to you in the new year.
Thank you very much. It's always nice to be on with you and Forever Young.
We appreciate you more than you know, Dr. Pelton. You always help us look good on this show and do a lot of the heavy lifting with all of the research you read and put out there in the world. And listeners, when you're on naturalpharmacist.net, please make sure you go and do a little bit more digging and read some of the fantastic information out there. I know we're up against a clock on this show and we tend to go a little fast, but we do have wonderful articles featuring these same topics on our website or again at naturalpharmacist.net. And if you have a little bit of time, go back through our over 390 podcasts and find some of the shows we've done with Dr. Pelton and other educators there at Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Really something for everybody, getting you through these stressful times and making sure you're taking care of that computer, the microbiome. I hope you've enjoyed the show today. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.